Hello, my name is Ellie Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Trumos. Our Mishnah Dalet, is dealing with stolen truma. Now, in general, the halacha is when you steal something, a ganav who steals something and is caught has to pay kefel. He has to pay double, and basically that is keren, like we've talked about until now, the principal, the object that he stole, or usually the monetary value of what he stole, and 100% penalty, right? Kefel. Also relevant to our Mishnah, we've been talking about if you eat truma. What if you don't eat the truma? What if you destroy it without eating it? So then you have to pay the keren because you have to repay to the kohen what you took, but you don't have to pay chomesh. So our Mishnah says hagonev truma velo achala. If someone stole truma from a kohen but did not eat it, and then was caught, mishalim tashlumei kefel demei truma. So he has to pay kefel without chomesh, right? He has to pay the keren and another 100% penalty without paying a chomesh because he didn't eat it, and it's demei truma, right? So we've talked before about the fact that truma has a lower monetary value than chulin because of the laws of supply and demand. There is much less demand from truma because less people can eat it. And so the market value of truma is less. And since what you stole was truma, you have to pay the market value of what you stole. So you would pay back the market value of whatever it is that you stole in truma. Obviously, if you have the original truma that you stole, you just give that back. You don't have to pay anything. Just give that back, return it. But if it is no longer around, then you have to pay the monetary value of the truma that you stole. And, of course, 100% of the monetary value of the truma that you stole. So even if you return the original object, the kefal that you have to pay is truma value of truma. Achala, if you stole truma and ate it, so then meshalim shnei kiranim vachomesh. Then you have to pay two kerens, right? Basically, keren and the kefel, the 100% for the punishment for stealing, and the chomesh of the original keren because you ate truma. So therefore, keren v'chomesh min achulin, right? 125%, the original that you ate, and the additional chomesh of 25% has to be chulin mitukanim, which become truma. And the other 100%, right, the additional kefel, the keren demei truma. You have to pay 100% of truma value, right? Money, right, at the truma price. Now, from here, we're going to take a slight sidestep into hekdesh. Hekdesh, that which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, also has rules if you take it. If you take stuff from hekdesh and you benefit from it, there are some details, which we're not getting into now, about exactly what qualifies for benefit here. But if you take something from Hekdesh and you benefit from it, you have to pay Keren, right? You have to pay back the original value of what you took. You have to pay a Chomesh, just like Truma. And you also have to bring a Karban Asham, right? Asham Ilos. So our Mishnah is talking about Ganav Trumas Hekdesh. If you stole truma that a kohen had dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash. So you gave your truma to the kohen. The kohen took it and said, okay, I sanctify this to the Beis HaMikdash. So now it is both truma and hekdesh. Va'achala. You stole it and you ate it. So you've got a couple of problems. You stole, you ate truma, and you ate hekdesh. So the Mishnah tells us what happens. Mishalim shnechu mishin va'keren. You pay keren, you pay chomesh twice, but interestingly, no kefel. Why not? She'ein behektesh tashlumi kefel. Because by hektesh there is no kefel, because the pasuk by stealing says yishalim shnayim lirei'ehu. You must pay the kefel, right? Pay twice to his fellow, right? Hektesh is not your fellow. Hektesh is hektesh. And therefore, the tashlumi kefel only applies to another Jew. It doesn't apply to stealing from hektesh. So you have to pay Keren, right? The 100% you have to give back, and the chomesh for eating truma. And of course, the keren and the chomesh for eating truma have to be chulin mitukanim, which become truma. And you would have to pay an additional chomesh, not chulin, right? That could be demei truma, for the Me'ilah Behekdesh. And of course, the Mishnah doesn't say, because we're talking really only about the money here, but you would also have to bring a Karban Asham because you were Moel Behekdesh.